Thank you, Mr. Bates. Good afternoon. Happy Sabbath to everybody here and everybody joining us on the Cybercast. Thank you. I need a drink of water. First time in over 2 years I forgot to bring water in with me. I hope everyone is as well as can be expected with our various personal circumstances. I want to begin my message with a question. Are you familiar with the Greek word kardeis? Raise your hand, anybody? Kardeis. Kardeis. A show of hands and thank. Yes, the Greek word kardeis is translated as grace 130 times in our English translated Bibles. When we hear the phrase God's grace, one of the first things we think of is unmerited pardon for our sins. Today I want to briefly expand our knowledge of the meaning of kardeis and then focus on how the word grace is used in God's word. The title of my message today is The Meaning of God's Grace Expanded. I have eSword on my iPad, also on my home computer. And with quick tab access, I can choose a multitude of Bibles, commentaries, Bible dictionaries, lexicons, and a host of other resources. And yes, I still know how to find the scriptures in my printed Bible, too. Using eSword, I did a search on the word grace in, I think I started off in the New King James Version. And I found it always came up the same in whatever English translation I did the search in. 131 instances in 122 verses. In each instance where the translated word grace is found, it is translated from the Greek word kardeis, G5485. Phonetically, kardeis is pronounced in two syllables, K-H-A-R, phonetically I'm saying, that's kar, hyphen, E-C-E, eis. Go ahead and quietly sound it out to yourself, kardeis, kardeis. For those of you who don't know, if you saw the word kardeis in a Greek dictionary, for English readers, or lexicon, it is spelled C-H-A-R-I-S. Now that we all know how to pronounce such a beautiful word, I next want to mention the word kardeis is translated in the King James into 12 words other than grace. Like favor 6 times, thank 6 times, thanks 4 times, pleasure 2 times, and 1 time each, acceptable, benefit, gift, gracious, joy, liberality, thanked, and thanksworthy. Some 156 times the word kardeis appears in the New King James Bible. The word kardeis comes from G5463, which is kardeiro. Translated from that, it means graciousness as gratifying of manner or act, literal, figurative, or spiritual, especially the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life, including gratitude. Acceptable, benefit, favor, gift, grace, gracious, joy, liberality, pleasure, thankworthy. The English word graciousness, according to Webster's and pertaining to our use in relation to kardeis in Scripture means pleasantly kind, benevolent, and courteous, merciful, or compassionate. A couple of instances where charis is used as other than grace include where it first appears in Scripture in Luke chapter 1, where the angel is telling Mary, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God." And in 2 Corinthians 8, Paul tells them, "But thanks be to God, who has put the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus." I don't want anybody to be confused here. When talking about God's grace means more than unmerited pardon, as we shall see. For our purposes here, Webster says the word grace means favor or goodwill, mercy, clemency, pardon. And relating to God or theol, the freely given, unmerited favor and love of God. Charis, translated as grace, first appears in Luke 2:40. Let's turn there, please. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Luke 2:40, New King James Version. "And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." The grace of God, the Father, was upon Jesus. We know Jesus had not and will not sin. So it is not unmerited pardon here, right? Its meaning here is more akin to favor or goodwill. Wouldn't you agree? Now let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Ephesians 4:29. "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Now this scripture refers to the saints talking to one another. We do not have any power to forgive someone's sins. So grace here does not mean that. Grace here is referring to being more like benevolent, pleasantly kind, and such. That makes sense, right? God wants us to speak kindly to each other. I have to keep working on that myself. To make one we speak to feel good. I believe many of us have heard a saying such as, "If you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything at all." Now we've all heard it. Of course, it is possible to say something intended to be corrective, which is positive, and be offensive to the one it is directed. That is not necessarily the speaker's fault. Though we must do everything out of love, be harmless as a dove and all that. So, the art of tact is required. Like a diplomat representing a country should behave and speak with tact at all times so as not to offend. Most of us here and you watching on the Cybercast have heard and likely have seen good diplomats and obnoxious ones. We are diplomats of Christ and the Father and should act and sound like one. I would like you to turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Acts 20, 32. "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified." This verse is different still. It speaks to the word of his grace, being able to build up one and give an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Among who? from Abel to today, and to the seventh trumpet blast, all who have been called, then chosen, are sanctified, set apart to be justified, and when justified, finally, hopefully, glorified. Yes, God's Word, the Holy Bible, can do that with God's help. Now I want us to turn to my final scripture, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29. Hebrews 10, 29. This is still New King James Version. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? I added this verse here to show, since God is Spirit and wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth, our all-loving, all-merciful God, our Father and Jesus, as Spirit, see all, and in their desire to help us to perfection, let us know when we fall short. And with patience and mercy, will look on us with grace again, with goodness and favor, when we humble ourselves, repent, and ask for forgiveness, and receive the unmerited pardon from the only one who can give it. The word grace in the Bible does have different meanings in various contexts. There are 12 different meanings we have heard this day that are different from God pardoning us from sin, and then only because of his mercy. A pardon that is freely given, cannot be earned by any means, cannot be bought by anyone, yet has been bought by the sacrifice and shed blood of our Christ Jesus. The Savior of mankind, through the loving mercy of the Father, according to his love of what Jesus did and his love for the works of his hands, he's yearning for that. If we are in his grace, that's positive. If we are living in sin, how can we also be in his grace? It is written, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Not all will be saved. In just over 2 weeks, brethren, many of us will be assembling together with one accord, with one mind, one spirit, because of one sacrifice, to celebrate the reason there can be the grace that can forgive sin and allow us to inherit the promise of eternal life. That grace that forgives and forgets our sins leads to salvation because of the resurrected Christ. May we all walk humbly, examine ourselves, make necessary changes, and continue in his grace and peace.